This is the news in brief from the United Nations. Over the last week, COVID-19 infections have elevated, with 3.6 million cases reported globally, as opposed to 3.3 million in the previous 7 days, the World Health Organization said on Wednesday. In its weekly epidemiological update, the UN Health Agency noted that infections in Europe had increased by almost twice the global average. The announcement followed a WHO warning that Europe could see more than 2 million coronavirus-related deaths by March. In a related development, WHO said that it was up to individual countries to decide whether to vaccinate youngsters against COVID, while also pointing out that serious coronavirus vaccine shortages remain globally. Last month, a UN Health Agency panel said that the benefits of the vaccine outweighed the risks for all age groups. Latest WHO data shows that children under 15 represent only 0.1% of reported global deaths from the coronavirus, which rises to 0.4% for 15 to 24-year-olds. 5 years after a peace deal was signed between the Colombian government and FARC oppositional forces, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres urged local communities on Tuesday to persevere with their efforts to keep violence at bay. "It costs work to build peace and take care of it and sustain it," Mr. Guterres told residents of Dabieba in the northern town of Llano Grande. He added, however, enemies of peace remain. Since 2017, more than 300 former combatants have been murdered, and almost 500 rights defenders and civic leaders have died in violent attacks throughout the country. Mr. Guterres said he admired the tenacity and commitment of the people who continue to bet on building peace in Colombia on a day-to-day basis. He also warned that ensuring their security is vital to consolidating peace. UN Special Envoy Hans Grunberg wrapped up an official visit to Cairo on Wednesday as part of the ongoing bid to bring an end to fighting in Yemen. In a statement, Mr. Grunberg's office said that he had held meetings with the Egyptian Foreign Minister and the Secretary General of the League of Arab States. His diplomatic push for peace comes amid renewed serious concern for the people of Yemen's northern Marib region. The UN Migration Agency, IOM, warned in a new alert that active front lines have shifted more in the past 2 months than at any time this year. This has forced yet more people to flee their homes in the oil-rich region, many for the fourth or fifth time, with more than 45,000 people displaced since September, according to IOM data. A warning now that we may soon reach a tipping point when antimicrobial resistance becomes the leading cause of death, surpassing heart disease and other so-called lifestyle illnesses. According to the Food and Agricultural Organization, the wide use of antibiotics and other antimicrobials has led to growing resistance to their effectiveness. It is estimated 700,000 people die from AMR-related causes each year, and that could soar to 10 million by the year 2050 if no actions are taken. To help mitigate and contain the risks, these drugs must be avoided and prevention measures must be taken, Keith Sumpton, FAO's chief veterinary officer, said. Based on his doctoral research in southern Africa, Dr. Sumpton suggested giving livestock and crop producers clear alternatives. This includes good animal hygiene, nutrition and good soils, as well as good genetic selection. High-income countries could also help less developed countries take a more progressive approach to crop protection while providing resources to encourage farm-level biosafety and biosecurity. The use of alternatives to antibiotics, such as vaccination, probiotics and prebiotics in feed, may reduce the likelihood of AMR. The goal is not to eliminate antimicrobials, but to preserve their utility, said Dr. Sumpton. Katie Dartford, UN News.